Okay, we are up to Perek Zayin at Mishnah Gimel here in Shkalim. So again, we continue in these halachos. So let's say you find something somewhere where it should not be. But you know, that's how life is. Things end up where they shouldn't be. So how do you determine what its status is? So in particular, over here in Mishnah Gimel, we want to know what the status is of meat that you find just lying around. So the Mishnah says as follows, Basar shenimtza v'azara. Let's say you find some meat that's just hanging around in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. So Ivarin Olos, if you find limbs, like these large slabs of meat, these large limbs of meat over here, then you assume that they have to belong to Olos, the Ola offerings. V'chatichos, if you find just slices of meat, chataos, it's assumed that they belong to chatas offerings. Again, the reason why we assume these things is because you would only have things in these sizes based on the type of carbon that you're going to have. If you have an ola offering, you're going to burn the whole thing up, then you would only have these large limbs. If you have slices of meat, they're going to be eaten, so you'd assume that it's a chatas offering. The truth is it could also be an asham offering, but that's what the Mishnah says. These are the assumptions that you make based on how big the meat is. That's all if you find it in the Azara, in the courtyard. Yerushalayim, if you find meat just in Yerushalayim in general, Zivchei Shlamim, you assume that meat is part of is a Shlamim offering meat. But in all these cases, at the end of the day, it really does not make such a difference because Zeva Zeh to Ubar Surah. So all these cases, you wait until its Surah, its form changes, right? So that would be either one night or two nights, depending on the carbon. Basically, we're not actually waiting for the form to totally change. We're actually just waiting for the sacrifice to become disqualified. And once the sacrifice becomes disqualified, v'yetzei the beis hasreifa, you just bring it out to the place where disqualified offerings are burned, and you burn it there. Because even though we could make these assumptions, it seems like maybe we're still a little concerned. We're not so sure what it is, so we burn it as a disqualified offering anyways. But again, we have to wait until that disqualification period would conclude. Nimtza v'gvulin, let's say I find meat anywhere within the borders of Israel, but outside of Jerusalem. So Ivarin Nevelos, if I find whole limbs, then I could assume that it's a nevela, that I can assume that it was part of an animal that wasn't shechted properly, and it would be treif. Chatichos, but if I find slices of meat, mutaros, then those slices of meat would just be totally permitted to people. So the assumption here is that we're in a city with mostly Jews. If we're in a city where even it's like 50-50 Jews and non-Jews, then even that meat would just, even if you can say that meat is not part of a karban, then we would assume that that meat is a... There's a good chance that it's still treif anyways, because again, there's just a 50-50, and for sure if there's a majority of non-Jews. But again, if there is a majority of Jews in the city, then we would assume if you find regular slices of meat on the street, then it would be kosher, and it would be not carbon, and it would be totally permissible to eat. Uveshas haregel, the Mishnah says, let's say it's during the times of the Chagim, you know, during the Chagim, you have to prepare lots of meat, because a lot of people are going to be eating meat over the festival. So shehabas or meruba, there's lots of meat. Af evaren mutar, even if you find these huge limbs of meat, just lying around on the floor, even that would be permitted because you assume that they just were cooking these large limbs of meat for the Chagim. Mishnah Dalet continues with a similar idea. Let's say you find an animal just walking around in Israel. So what do you do with it? Behema Shenim says, Yerushalayim ve'ad migdal eder. Let's say you find an animal that's walking around outside of Yerushalayim. Sort of like between Yerushalayim all the way up until this place called Migdal Eder. So that's an area that's around, that's about 11 kilometers outside of Yerushalayim, 6.8 miles or so. Uchumidasa l'chol ruach, or that same distance in any of the directions outside of Yerushalayim. So if you find an animal here, then you could assume that all the animals from Yerushalayim in general were consecrated animals meant to be used as a karban. So in Zecharim, if you find a male animal, olos, it should be considered to be an ola offering. It should be brought up as an ola offering. Nekevos, if you find female animals, so Zivchei Shlamim, you should assume that it's a Shlamim offering. And then Rabbi Yehuda says, Haroi l'psachim p'sachim. If you find animals that are fit to be a Pesach offering, which we know already from this class and from this Chinuch class, that's a goat or a lamb that's that has no blemishes, that is within its first year. So if you find that animal offering in this area, then you should assume that it's a Pesach offering. However, this is only kodim laregel shloshim yom, right? Since we know that we begin to prepare for Pesach 30 days before the Chag, then only if you find it, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 30 days before Pesach or less, you should assume that it's actually a Pesach offering, because that's already the time that people start to consecrate their offerings for the Pesachim. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with Mishnah Hay. For now, we will stop right here.